Tell me about this new app that you've got going on, Josh.
So the app is called Truck It OKC, and a partner of mine, Travis Stevens, and I, we got together about 6 months ago, and we were trying to find some food trucks. And we figured out that there was really no good option to try and find food trucks in Oklahoma City. You could follow them on Twitter, you could find them on Facebook, things like that. But we wanted a centralized location where we could know exactly where the food trucks are, see their menus, figure out what hours they were operating, and it just didn't exist. And so we sat down, Travis is an app designer, and we just went after this thing.
How long did it take you to put this together?
You know, we've been working on it for about 6 months. We've gone through a couple different beta versions, but we're finally to a point now where we like what we see, and we think that the trucks and the customers in Oklahoma City are really going to love this thing.
Okay, so you've got the app here. Now, show me exactly how this works.
Okay, so this app is totally free for both customers and for trucks. We'll never charge anybody for this app. There's no premium features. It's totally free. So what will happen here is that you'll open the app, and it'll bring up this list view. It'll have an option for you to see the map of where they are. It'll show you their menu. It'll show you their hours of operation, and it'll show you how far away they are from your current location. There's also a feature on here where you can tweet at the food truck. And so, you know, if you maybe take a picture of your food when you get there, or you want a comment of how great their food is, it's all built into the app. It's a one-stop shop for folks to go and find all their food trucks.
When do you plan for this thing to go completely live?
You know, we've already submitted it to Apple. We're just waiting on the approval process for the App Store. As soon as it's live, we're going to try and blow this thing up.
What's the kind of reaction you've had from people about this app?
You know, we've seen a lot of outpouring of support from the community. Not only have our Twitter followers, you know, really exploded here in the last couple of weeks, but we're also starting to meet with food trucks to show them the beta version, to get their feedback, make sure that what we've got is something that they want to use. And, you know, we're really seeing a lot of support.
Food trucks aren't unique to Oklahoma City. Has there been other municipalities that have done something similar to this?
Sure. You know, there's actually national food truck apps. There's Roaming Hunger. There's others like that. What we found out is that people want something local. You know, I mean, just like KOSU is local to our community, they want to know that they've got people here in the city who are connecting with Oklahoma City food trucks. This is not a statewide thing. This isn't a national thing. This is specific to Oklahoma City. And you can see even in our logo that it has the state of Oklahoma. It has a star right there in the center for Oklahoma City. A friend of ours, Brandon Land, actually created that logo for us. And we want people to know that we're specific to Oklahoma City, and we love our Oklahoma City food trucks.
Why? I'm wondering, food trucks have been around a lot of times, and they're starting to grow in popularity in Oklahoma City. Any idea why?
You know, I think that the guys over at H&8, Brian Bergman over there, is doing an amazing job. Obviously, Elemental and Bumbershoot and Tracy Zeke and Rob Christinger, you know, they're all doing an amazing job of promoting what the food truck industry is doing in Oklahoma City. But also, people love to be in downtown. You know, they love to be out in the public. They love to get out and mingle, see the downtown skyline. And obviously, food is a big part of that. Luckily, in Oklahoma City, we have an amazing food truck industry. Some of our food trucks literally are getting recognized nationally. And so we saw that this is a need, and we want to be the ones to step in and fill Oklahoma City's need for food trucks.
And the great thing about our food trucks is there's such a variety. Anything you need, you can find it pretty much somewhere out on the streets.
Yeah, you bet. Anything from obviously pizza to ice cream to even, you know, what the guys are serving up from La Gumbo Yaya, you know, across the board. It's, you know, an amazing opportunity for people to get out and try new cuisines, support local industries, and, you know, mingle with stuff like H&8 Live on the Plaza, premiere on Film Row, you know, a great opportunity for a lot of people.